Was at Caulfield. How was your morning, Rob?
It was relatively quiet, Nadia, considering there were 24 jump outs and I think half of Caulfield was at Cranbourne yesterday. So, look, there were still some good horses going around heading to the weekend, and one impressive jump out by Vinery Stud Stakes winner High Am, who had her first jump out of the preparation and worked to the line very nicely over 1,100 metres this morning, and will gain enormous benefit from that jump out this morning, Nav.
Okay, well, let's talk about a few from stables, starting off with Kieran Maher.
Yeah, he's got the Grammy nominated to contest the Super Vobis 3-year-old Benchmark 70 handicap, Nadia, and the horse galloped very stylishly this morning. It was a solid run when third to Wild Flyer, trained by Henry Dwyer in the Vobis Gold Ingot at Caulfield last start, and worked very nicely over 800 on the steeple grass in 51.35 and ran home the last 400 in a sharp 23.5. So it was pretty good going by De Grammy. And according to the new training partnership, who are off to a flying start, Dave Eustace and Kieran Maher, the horse will go around and hopefully perform very well on the weekend. They've also got Kaching, who was nominated for two races at Flemington on Saturday. These nominated for the Benchmark 78 handicap over the 2,000 metres, as well as the Benchmark 84 over the 1,700 metres. The 5-year-old ran a good third to Mantastic last start and finalised his preparation this morning with a solid gallop over 1,000 metres in a minute 6.62 and came home his last 400 in the tick over 24.09 on the steeple grass, Nadia. So depending on which way the horse goes, I think it'll run well. Enigman's a horse that was very good when winning last start when resuming, and should be competitive if it runs on Saturday, but the likelihood is it'll run at Cranbourne on Sunday. He galloped over 800 metres on the steeple grass this morning, Nadia, in 52.47 and came home his last 400 in 24.13, so nice solid gallop. As well as Al Galail, nominated for both the Benchmark 78 over 2,000 and the Benchmark 84 over 1,700. Mask of Time's also nominated for the handicap over the 1,400. Both of those horses worked at the beach this morning, and Al Galail wasn't too bad when fifth up at Sydney last start, and looks to be coming on nicely. And Mask of Time probably wasn't a great run, but was certainly rattling home and didn't finish too far off the winner last start, only 1.7 lengths away from the winner, and hopefully he'll be nice and fit come Saturday at Flemington, Nadia. So plenty of horses going around for the new training partnership.
Who lines up for Mick Price?
He's only got two runners likely to run on the weekend. One is last start winner Tavasan, who was nominated to contest the Super Vobis 3-year-old Benchmark 70 handicap. The colt was really impressive when an all-the-way winner at Cranbourne last start when he resumed, and he had a nice gallop this morning over 1,000 metres on the steeple grass in Evans and quickened to run home his last 400 in 24.49. He looks in pretty good order, and I'd expect the horse to be very competitive. Special Diva's the other one for Mick, who's nominated to contest the Mare's Benchmark 84 handicap. And she ran reasonably in the Mildura Cup last start, but I'd base her form primarily on the start prior, where she was a very good winner. She had a gallop over 1,000 metres in Evans this morning and ran home her last 400 in 24.61 on the bit, and looks in good order, and has come on from that Mildura Cup run, so I expect her to bounce back and run well.
Henry Dwyer's got a couple of horses nominated too.
He does. He's got Ability nominated for the feature race on Saturday at Flemington, the Ori Star, and look, horse has not been going exceptionally well in his two runs back, if you look at the form, but has probably been looking for a little bit of give in the ground, Nadia, and he's certainly going well enough on his track work this morning. He went around over 800 metres in 52.53 this morning and came home his last 400 in 23.24. Speaking to Henry, he said he'll likely only run if there's a bit of rain around this week to have a little bit of give in the track, but if he goes around, I think he can certainly have an improved gallop, although it is a highly competitive race on Saturday. He's also got a horse called Don't Blush Baby, who is nominated for the benchmark 70, I believe it is. The benchmark 70 handicap over the 1200, but could also run at Maui. The Great Gelding finished fairly well when resuming last start, and wasn't a bad run. Worked at Geelong this morning. Speaking to Henry, it went over 1,000 metres on the course proper in a minute 10 and came home the last 400 metres in a very comfortable 25, and expect the horse to run a nice race on the weekend. So if it does go around, I think Ability is certainly the class horse of the two.
Matt Lindsay's got Magnesium Rose likely to line up.
Yeah, it was nominated in the Mayor's Benchmark 84 handicap and over 1,400 metres, and had to carry 60 kilos last start and probably struggled under that big weight. Seems to be in really good order, and she should benefit from a 5.5 kilo drop in the weights. She galloped really nicely over 1,000 metres on the steeplegrass this morning in a minute 6 and ran home her last 400 in a tick over 24 seconds, 24.04. So looking in good order and should be very competitive once again, Nadia.
All right, so that's her chances. Andrew Nobler, has he got any runners?
He's got Seattle Boom nominated for the benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,200. Look, he looks in terrific order, Seattle Boom. He just doesn't seem to be putting it together on race day. He had a nice leisurely gallop over 1,000 metres, I suppose, in a minute 10 and cruised home his last 400 in 25 and three quarters on the steeplegrass. And look, he's 30th in the order of entry for the race, but if he can get a run, he's certainly got the ability on his day, if he can get his mind on the job, to run a really good race. While he's got By the Grace nominated for the benchmark 84 handicap over the 1700 metres, and look, the gelding is certainly getting on a little bit as an 8-year-old, but made a race of it last start. Probably didn't finish off as well as he wanted to at Caulfield, but he had a nice gallop over 1,400 metres this morning in evens and came home his last 400 in 24.5. So, look, he's still got a bit of fight and a bit of juice left in the legs. So I think he can be a strong runner, and hopefully he can put his best foot forward on the weekend, Nadia.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the trials from yesterday with a lot of Caulfield horses going around. Mick Price, he had some of his top liners go around at the trials.
He did. Obviously, his A-team of Holly Snow, Grunt and Mighty Bossel went around in the second trial of the morning over 990 metres. And Holly Snow, he's certainly a bit of a lad and has a few quirks and did lay in a little bit towards the end, but ran a fairly solid time of 101.13. And it was a terrific run by Grunt. It was very good, being forward throughout, and with a much improved run from his exhibition gallop with Mighty Boss, who was about 0.2 of a length away in third. And look, he was probably a little slow away, but got going and probably was hitting the line nicely. Wasn't asked to do a great deal in the closing stages. Holy Snow was very good running home late, and Grunt, as you would expect, just looks to be tuning up very, very nicely for his spring campaign. Heptagon and Oregon's Day ran in the third trial over 990 metres in a minute 1.19, with Heptagon being pushed out a little and winning. Oregon's Day was an eye-catcher flashing home into third, beaten 0.3 of a length, and was a good run, and I'd expect Oregon's Day to be going around in the next few weeks and being very competitive in the mares races. Ardrossan ran in the fourth trial over 800 and running a time of 47.62 and beating home Shoals by a nose. It was a good run and had to come around the turn about six wide, so certainly ticking along very nicely, Ardrossan, and you'd expect him to be running well. And of mix other horses. I think the one that certainly took my eye was High Ratio in trial 10. Finished second and absolutely cruised to the line under a hold over 800, with the winner being John Maloney's horse Fine Dine. They ran 48.72, but as I said, High Ratio absolutely cruised to the line, never touched, and the jockey was definitely holding onto the reins rather tightly in the concluding stages.
There was a lot of talk around about Kieran Maher not being totally happy with Jamaica. They had a few trial.
Pemberley was in the first trial, Nadia, and ran 1190 metres in a minute, 1463. Was in third place, 3.5 lengths off the winner, so probably ran about a minute 15 and three quarters, a minute 16. Very nice. And probably towards a few country cup meetings, going along nicely. Could be a few city races in amongst the country campaign as well for Pemberley. Talking of Jamaica, I spoke to Kieran this morning. She's pulled up terrifically well. Obviously, she probably didn't run as well as they would have liked, but when you look at it being over 990 metres and the fact that it's her first official trial in probably 18 months, if you look at it objectively, she was not totally disgraced. And when you have the likes of Grunt, Mighty Boss, Holy Snow in the race, they're certainly high-class gallopers. So I don't think she's all that far away. If anything does happen with Jamaica, they'll probably give her another jump out and see if the juices flow and she fires up a bit more. But probably keep going a little bit further into the campaign with her, Nadia.
Okay. And was there anything else to take note of from the trials?
Vacillator for Colin Little was a pretty impressive trial in trial 9 over 800. Finished third, about 5¾ lengths off the winner, but was never pushed and cruised home to the line. The winner ran a time of 48¼, so wasn't bad, and probably a soft trial. Another horse that worked very, very well for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace was a horse called Octane, who's three quarters to Jamaica, I believe, and absolutely cruised home into fourth in trial 7 over 800 metres with the winner running 48.78. Mark Zara, I believe, was in the saddle and never moved throughout, cruised to the line, and plenty to like about Octane going forward. I think you get out to a bit further and you'll see a very impressive horse in Octane for the Maher and Eustace stable now.
Okay, Rob, thanks for that, and have a good week.
You too, Nad.